For two long seasons, the Badger Lord of Salamandastron, Rossano, had been working on a history of the mountain. On the very day that he completed the tale, all the heirs on Salamandastron gathered to hear him read it to them. That night, the dining hall was packed to capacity as Rossano began to speak. Salamandastron's history goes back further into the mists of time than even I would dare to guess. But the mountain as we know it today is due mainly to the work of one creature, Lord Brochtree of Brochall. I have recorded the history of his early years as faithfully as I could. Now I will tell you the story. Hopelessness and an air of foreboding had cast their pall over land, sea and the mountain of Salamandastron. Yet no beast knew the cause of it. A pale moon of early spring touched each wind-driven wave-top with flecks of cold silver as breakers crashed endlessly upon the strand. In his chamber, overlooking the scene, Lord Stonepaw sat in his great chair, feeling as ancient as the mountain he ruled. Drawing his cloak tight against vagrant night chills, the once mighty Badger Lord squinted rheumily out to sea. Without bothering to knock, a venerable hare creaked his way into the chamber, leaning heavily upon a small serving cart which he was pushing before him. Stonepaw shook his head at the sight of the food his servant was laying out on the small table at his side.
"Leave me alone, Fleet Scut. I'll have it later."
"No, you won't, sir. You'll flippin' well have it now. I ain't going to the bother of lugging victuals from Blench's kitchen to watch you let 'em go cold."
The hare perched on his chair arm, helping himself to soup and bread in the hope that it might encourage his master's appetite. Stonepaw snorted.
"Look at us. Me, Stonepaw, hardly able to hold a spoon with the same paws that used to lift huge boulders, and you, Fleet Scut, doddering around with a trolley."
Fleet Scut hauled himself from the chair arm and went to lean at the long window overlooking the sea.
"Every beast has to grow old. We've had a long and good life, you and me. Fought our battles, protected the western coast against all comers. There's been peace now, for as long as any creature on the mountain can remember. What are you worrying about, sire?"
Stonepaw stared out at the darkened waters.
"Peace has gone on too long. Something inside me says that trouble, such as these shores have never known, is headed our way. Where do you suppose all the birds have gone? The skies are usually thick with them in late spring."
Fleet Scut shrugged.
"Who knows what goes on in the mind of a seabird?"
The badger smiled at his faithful old friend.
"Leave me now. I'll talk to you on the morrow. There are things I must do."
Fleet Scut had never questioned his badger lord's authority. Bobbing a stiff bow, he left the chamber, pushing his trolley. Lord Stonepaw made his way to the secret chamber, where countless other badger rulers of Salamandastron had gone to dream mysterious dreams. From his own lantern, Stonepaw lit three others. Then, taking a pawful of herbs from a shelf, he sprinkled them into the lantern vents. As the sweet-smelling incense of smoke wreathed him, he sat down upon a carved rock throne and let his mind take flight.
"If the gates of dark forest lie open for me soon, if the shadow of evil..."